Dr. Harry Kaiser of Cornell University says that he has completed a comprehensive study conducted by the National Peanut Board about their return on investment of peanut assessments. Farmers pay about 1%, that's about $8 million annually, to increase overall demand for peanuts and peanut products, as well as reduce production costs and improve their efficiency for peanut growers. Dr. Kaiser said that he concluded that each dollar invested in the board's checkoff program between 2007 and 2013 returned $8.87 to the peanut industry. The board commissioned Dr. Kaiser to study the effectiveness of their marketing and research programs on increasing the demand and supply of peanuts. This study demonstrates the tremendous impact of the National Peanut Board on the domestic market, according to Kaiser. He said, had there been no promotion conducted by the board during this time period, 2007 to 2013, peanut consumption would have averaged 15% less than it actually was. The study further emphasized that had there not been any sponsored production research over the period, peanut yields would have averaged only 3,184 pounds per acre, are 10.8% less than it actually was. He said, we are accountable to our nation's peanut growers, according to Bob Parker, who manages the market development work. He said, we wanted to know how much difference we were really making in the marketplace. He said, Dr. Kaiser's research methods are well respected, so we are confident about the analysis and very pleased with the results. He said, our board will be able to utilize these results to plan and manage future programs. That's coming from the National Peanut Board. John Harrell of Georgia, the chairman, said, it is clear to me the activities funded through the National Peanut Board budget have a substantial impact on peanut demand in America. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.